Back in 2004, world-centric founder and CEO Asim Das began hosting documentaries, speakers, and classes to raise awareness on environmental and humanitarian issues. It was all funded through his shop that sold fair trade and compostable products made of plants like corn and wheat straw. Here's Das in a 2011 interview with the group Innovating Smart.
These are annually renewable resources as opposed to the petroleum-based plastics and styrofoam. So our products essentially are coming from plants, and they, when composted, will break down and convert back into rich soil, which can be used to grow the plants again.
Soon, the demand for World-Centric's compostable products, things like cups, plates, and utensils, outgrew its other projects. And in 2009, it converted to a for-profit business, still maintaining its original mission to do good in the world. About 3 years ago, the company moved its headquarters from Palo Alto to Petaluma.
We specifically chose to move to Petaluma because we thought that it was a community that reflected our larger values. And I think that goes for Sonoma County as a whole.
This is development manager Janae Lloyd.
We wanted to be in a place that cared about preserving the earth, cared about taking care of our neighbors, and just exemplifying the values that we have as a company.
World-Centric still hosts events and screenings, but now, thanks to its expansive growth, the company and its employees donate time and money to local and global communities.
We really have these really non-traditional worldwide donations that we do, in addition to the local giving.
They're regular volunteers at Rivertown Revival and beach cleanups, and put money into nonprofits in Nigeria, India, and Guatemala, even helping buy an ox and plow for a village in Uganda. North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman has taken notice. He says the company has made a lasting impact on the environment and the communities it serves.
Here's where I think they're really unique. They signed up to be a California benefit corporation, which is basically a hybrid form of corporation where instead of just having a fiduciary duty to make profits for your shareholders, you have to also be accountable for the social good that you do. It's the gold standard in corporate social responsibility.
Huffman recently awarded World-Centric with his Sustainable North Coast Award, which recognizes innovative and environmentally friendly companies. Back at their Petaluma office, Lloyd shows me a photo of Miscanthus, another plant being introduced into some of its products.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, it grows really tall, about 13 feet. It almost looks like bamboo when it's growing. And it's really cool because you harvest it in the winter, so it gives farmers an alternative crop while other things aren't growing.
And Lloyd says providing alternatives like these are a part of a larger shift in our thinking of consumer-based culture.
And a big part of that is looking at our waste. And so there's an increased demand from consumers to clean up the way we do things. And green packaging is not the solution. I think reusing is the solution. But it's a way for us to find a better balance between our economy and our ecosystem.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.